Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. We are pulling it off, people. This is the Eric Terrell Show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me, okay? The question is, everybody, can I date or marry outside of my religion? There you have it. That's what we're doing. That's what you're going to hear. Now, this is a very particularly exciting and controversial episode of the Eric Terrell Show. All right? Now, this is a phone blast, okay? This is a phone blast, which means, first and foremost, you're my special guest. Everyone is welcome to call in. Let me know what you think. I've got what I have estimated to be some excellent insight. All right, I've got some Bible study for you. I've got some callers, of course, in the phone blast, and I have some studies. I have some statistics. All right, now, for my New York friends, let me tell you, I will be in New York. I will be in New York on Monday, period. I just want you to know that. I'm going to be in New York at the Sand Comedy Club and Restaurant. That's next time I'll be there, next week, next time I'll be in New York. The Stand, it's a free show at the Stand Comedy Club in New York next Monday. And on next Wednesday, I'll be at the Punchline Philly. That's a new comedy club here in Philadelphia, in Fishtown. I'll be at the Punchline next week. So come holla at your boy, all right? Now listen here. I want to thank all of my Facebook responders. I was so shocked today. I'm just going to be honest. I was flabbergasted. I was floored by the Facebook by the Facebook reaction, because typically I will post the question, the premier question of my radio show topic, and typically I get two or three responses. I thought maybe I'm just not that popular on Facebook. Maybe maybe people are too busy. I started making excuses. And I post this question this morning, and I get over 25 responses. And so now I realize that I must have had bad topics before. That must have been the problem. But I want to thank you. Please keep it up. Please keep it up. Please let me think that I matter. Okay. Now, here we go. Can I date or marry outside of my religion? This is what people call interreligious dating or interreligious marriage. It is also termed an interfaith marriage. All right. Now, like I said, we're going to have some callers on my phone blast. We're going to have some numbers, and we're going to have Bible study. We're going to have a very interesting Bible study. For those of you that believe that God just says in 2 Corinthians 6 and 14 that you should be equally yoked, which means that you shouldn't date outside your religion, for those of you who believe that, I've got something for you. I've got something that I think you do not see, and I think that you might find as news, something that you probably haven't thought about, and it is biblical. Now, dating interreligiously has been done successfully. For everybody who hates it, for everybody who bashes it, this is something that happens. This is something that happens, and it happens with skill. It is done well on an abundance of occasions. Now, if you ask me the question, hey, Eric Terrell, Can I date or marry outside of my religion? Well, just like most of my Facebook responders, and I will shout a few of you out as I'm taking calls. I will definitely shout out some of my wonderful Facebook responders who answered the question, and they all most of you answered the question very, very honestly and very directly, and I love those responses. However, I have yet to answer the question directly. So, Eric Terrell, can I do it? Can I do it? I want to do it. Can I please do it? Hey, look at me. I found somebody, but they're a Muslim. I'm a Catholic, okay? They're an atheist. I'm a Baptist. What the hell do I do, Eric? Tell me what to do. Can I date or marry outside of my religion? Here it is. But no. There you go. That's yes and no. That's what I got for you, okay? Let me explain. Can you date or marry outside of your religion? Yes, but if you really want to fully understand your partner and relate to your partner, no. Can you do it? Yes, but if you like to do a lot of things with your partner, if you like to go a lot of places together and spend a whole lot of time together, no. Can I do it? Yes. But if you want kids who are not confused out of their ever-loving mind, no. Eric, can I do it? Yes. But if you want great odds of your relationship to last, no. And like I said, it has been done successfully. But I don't believe that the odds are great. Now, first of all, let me say, I do believe there are conditions. There are conditions where I will agree to a interreligious relationship. I think there's three or four conditions, and I'm going to tell you those conditions now. The conditions in which you should or should not date outside your religion. Conditions that I think most people don't see. As I'm giving you these conditions, let me say what I found in these studies and in these statistics online. First of all, 42% of marriages, and this is from FoxNews.com. If you want the link to the article, I can definitely provide you with that. This is FoxNews.com, an opinion article. I don't know who wrote it, but God bless them. 42% of marriages in the United States are interfaith marriages. But wait a second, Eric. Didn't you just say that if I want great odds of my relationship lasting, then I shouldn't? Yeah, that's what I said. Great odds is, I guess, a majority, and a majority would be the other 58% of relationships. However, 42% is a considerable amount of relationships. 42% of marriages. 42% of marriages in the United States are interfaith marriages. Now, mind you, this article and these statistics were reported and formulated in 2013, so that's 3 years ago, approximately 3 years ago. So they can be outdated, but they can't be that much outdated. Now, I've got something else. I've got something else for you. And this is what I definitely want you to remember as we go into these conditions and as we get ready for the phone blast, okay? Because I got a caller. I see a caller on the line. If you want to call in, please call in. I like to say it's a phone blast, but I never like to give out the phone number. What the hell is wrong with me? I forgot to give the number out. The number is 646-595-3259. Here are the conditions, and here is that other statistic. The other statistic, which I think many people need to consider, FoxNews.com. The older you are, the more likely you are to marry outside of your faith. 67%. I'm going to say that one more time. 67% of people who marry between 36 and 45 years of age are in interfaith marriages. Did you hear that? did you hear that? Everybody who's on my Facebook talking about you got to be equally yoked, okay? You got to, your relationship's got to last. You got to understand one another. 67%. 67. Now, here's those conditions that I advertise, okay? Based on that number, 67% of people between 36 and 45 that are married are in interfaith marriages. Based on that, my first condition is that you're getting old. I'm sorry, I'm amused. You're getting old. You're getting old. You're not as young as you used to be. Now, let me be the first to tell you that the older you get and the more you strike out on relationships, the more your standards and expectations change, okay? You get old, and you say, you know what? I can't have everything my way. I've tried it my way. It isn't working out. So you know what I've got to do? I've got to go ahead and marry this Muslim. I got to do it because I love him. I love him, and I'm getting old. We're all going to get old, and all of our standards are going to change because we're getting old if we are not married at a young age, which is what I hope for most of you. Another condition that I have is that you have a stupid religion. Yep, you got a dumb religion. Now, that's mean. That's not nice to say. People don't like you to call their religion stupid, but some people got stupid religion. Now, if you somebody who says, you know what, I believe in science, good luck finding somebody else to marry you that believes in science, all right? Now, I don't want to say that anybody's religion's stupid, but if you don't have a lot of people that are of your religion's probably a little stupid. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm just sorry. But if it's like, you know, 10% of people, I don't know. But if nobody likes your religion, you got to be open. Your religion's stupid, so stop being stupid. Number three, if you just found your religion, that's my third condition, okay? You can't become a Muslim on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, you're like, you know what? I can't marry you anymore because now I'm Muslim. What the hell is wrong with you? Let me tell you something. Okay, you don't even know what you want to be. You just became Muslim. Give it some time. You might not be Muslim in 3 weeks, but in 3 weeks, that person might have another person. Okay, number four, and this is what a lot of people get confused about when they think about interreligious dating. You have to ask this question: what is religion? Okay. What is your religion, and what does your religion believe? What does your religion practice? My fourth condition, and this is the last thing I'll say, we're going to have Bible study, but we're going to take some of these calls first, because I've got some very good Bible study for you. You're going to want to hear this, and I'm going to get to these Facebook posts that had me pretty intrigued. But the fourth condition that I have is that your religions are very similar. You might have the same religion and not even know it. So don't rule out an interreligious relationship if you're both Christian. Now, I grew up in Catholic school, and I'm a Baptist. And what I found out is that Baptists and Catholics are really, really alike. Now, Catholics are mostly white, Baptists are mostly black. There's a few extra chapters and a few extra books in the Catholic Bible, but it's still the Holy Bible. You know, they love to they love to magnify the Virgin Mary, and Baptist people don't like that. They love to have seven sacraments. Baptist people only like to have two, baptism and communion. But outside of those differences that I just said, there's really no more major differences. There aren't. There really aren't. So I think a Baptist and a Catholic will do just fine. You got to ask yourself, what is religion? What is my religion? Like, I'm a Baptist, but I'm still a Christian. And Catholics are also Christians. So let me not turn my nose up at these Catholic people, okay? Now, here we go. It's a phone blast. We're going, wait a second. I've got to decide. Okay, this person has been on the line the longest, so I'm going to go with this phone call here. Your phone number is 510-493. What's happening? You're live.
Hey, this is Q, Mr. Research. Apologize for missing. I didn't want to miss this one.
My man. What's happening, baby?
Man, I'm trying to give you this wisdom. Let's put it down for the people.
Give me the wisdom, Q. You know, I remember you, Q. You my man. I love you. Like to teach me things. So what you got for me? Come on.
Well, it's always like this, man. You know, opinions mean nothing. You got to do research. And here's the research. Everybody's favorite, because you know, Islam and Christianity share one prominent figure, Abram or Abram, whichever one you want to pronounce it as. Who was he married to? Sephora. Sephora wasn't of his religion. And really, his original religion was Egyptian. So what happens is that people, a faith is supposed to be for you. It's not supposed to be for you to point fingers at other people what they're not doing. A faith is supposed to be for you. When I practiced Bushido, samurai religion, when I was in Japan, it made me understand Christianity better, because in Bushido it says, wake up every day and practice what you say you are until your death. So if you say you can do this, it's the whole Jesus walk on water thing. If you say you can do it, if you say you can believe, then come out here and walk on water. So the point I'm making is that every historical religious figure, King Xerxes' wife and Queen, what was her, I forgot what her name was, Queen Ashtar or something like that. But nevertheless, all these figures had people who were not married to the people who they were. Now, here's where I agree with you. If you are not centered in your faith, then it's best for you to take the baby route and get with somebody who has the same thinking like you. It's the same thing when I do speaking engagements for women and dating. If you really want somebody and you're a CEO of a makeup line, then go find a person who works in the makeup industry by going to makeup seminars. If you want somebody who has business acumen, then go find somebody, and that's what I call equally yoked. I call equally yoked having things that speak to your soul, not just your religion, because unfortunately, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, unfortunately, people practice their religion differently. He may practice it unto her death. She may practice it just enough to get divorce papers. Everybody does it differently. So you really can't go off that.
Beautiful. That is beautiful. I can always count on you, Q. You really did teach me a lot just now, okay? Now, I've got more calls. I invite you to keep listening, but I got more calls. So I really appreciate you. Keep listening, bro. Thank you. My man Q. I did not know he was calling in. I did not know he was calling in, and he brought up a whole lot of other things that I wrote down, because I don't know, I've never heard those things in my life. But he also brought back up equally yoked. And before I take my next phone call, let me give you this Bible study really quickly, because a lot of people run to this equally yoked scripture. But all I want to do is point out that there's another scripture that none of us seem to realize was ever written, okay? And the scripture almost says the opposite of equally yoked. Now, I'm a Baptist. We all know this. I'm a Christian. And I believe this Bible in which I'm about to read right now. I believe this Bible. I've been reading this Bible and practicing this Bible my entire life, okay? Now, the verse that we all like to lament is 2 Corinthians 6:14, and it reads, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" Let me say it one more time. "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness?" People see that, people lament that, people say, okay, we can't marry outside of our faith. And this is where I get confused. And normally I have a special guest, but I didn't do a special guest today because I just don't have time in my show for a special guest and callers. And I wanted to take callers today, so I don't have a special guest. And we suffer from not having a guest because typically it'd be some kind of minister, and they would be able to figure this out for me. But we're going to have to figure this out on our own. I know I'm going to figure it out as soon as I get the chance to figure it out. But I'm confused. I'm confused because in 1 Corinthians 7, the Bible says, "And the woman which hath a husband that believeth not, if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him." So what does that mean? so what does, if you ask me, that's the opposite of being equally yoked. Basically, the word is saying, if you're with an unbeliever and you dwell with them, do not leave them. And not just anybody, a husband. It's talking about marriage. If you have a husband, and the next verse says the same thing, but the opposite. It just says, if a wife have a husband. So the first says if a husband has a wife, and the next says if a wife has a husband. Okay, next phone call. Here we go. 412-538. What's happening? You're live.
How's it going? This is Jimmy, partner, your white listener.
Yeah, Jimmy. Jimmy, come on, Jimmy. What you got?
Listen, I'm glad Q called into the show. I listened to him, and he actually educated me on a little something, too, and I'd like to share that with you.
Let me warn my listeners. Jimmy's crazy, okay? That's why I love Jimmy, because Jimmy's crazy. My favorite white listener, my favorite crazy listener. Go ahead. Give it to us, Jimmy.
Yeah, I got to hurry on this one because The Simpsons come on in about 5 minutes, but it's simple. If you want to really know something and learn from Q, the thing that I took from this show is to call in before him, because listening to that horse shit for the last 4 or 5 minutes droning on and on, I wanted to sew my own hair to the fucking carpet. Jesus, God. You remember
Jimmy,
that
Jimmy.
One black social studies teacher you had
Jimmy,
that just
Jimmy,
went
Jimmy.
On and on?
Jimmy. I just asked that you not curse. I just asked that you not use profanity.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate what Q had to say. I really did. Q was one of my favorite listeners. But you disagreed with Q. So why'd you disagree?
Well, listen, no, I don't disagree with Q. He just went a little long, and the Q should stand for quit while you're ahead. But listen, my question is this, and I've dated outside my race and religion quite a bit, raised Catholic in northeastern Ohio, but you being a dark African-American man, which by the way, speaking of dark African-American men and light Asian yellow women, where is your co-host today? Where is she at with the hats and the braids and all that? She's not on the program today? I miss her freckles.
I don't know how you saw her freckles on the air, but she
got pictures on your Blog Talk video. There, I see photos of her and you with your senior picture and all the whole nine yards. I see
her
weave. I mean, there's a whole lot of bald goats running around wherever you're at. But listen, I'm gonna leave it with this. The question that I want to know, especially when it comes to dating, is being that you are a darker black man. When you go into the butt, do you ever see the poop on your shaft? God bless.
And drop the mic. And drop the mic. Listen, I like to. I don't like to turn anybody away. Okay. When you bury Eric Terrell, bury me knowing that I gave everybody a shot. I gave everybody a chance for their voice to be heard, even Jimmy, because Jimmy is Jimmy's retarded. He's retarded, but I let him on the air because I love Jimmy. Okay. We've got another call here. 813-922. What's happening?
Hi, it's Sal.
Hello, you're live. What's going on?
Hi, it's Sal.
Sal, what's going on, Sal? What do you think?
I just like listening to your show because I think that you look like Michael Strahan with Down syndrome.
And you look like my penis. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry, people. This show is going off the rails. I'm hanging up on people left and right. I need somebody to screen my calls. Okay, but I think I know this next person. 267-205. You're live.
Yo, what up, bro?
There he is. What's happening, baby?
Oh man, I'm doing good, man. First of all, this is Rucky calling from Camden. I just want to say, first of all, shout out to Q. Q sounds like he punches bricks for a living. He definitely spoke some deep thought. I appreciate that. But the whole Samurai Japan thing, I'm going to watch my mouth because he probably traced this call, and I'll probably get a star stuck to my eye in the morning. But Q, shout out to you, good brother. First of all, E, I'm mad at you because I'm gonna just get this out the way. The stats that you gave us in the beginning of this, they were from 2013 to 2016. Get yourself together. No one comments on your Facebook statuses when you post these questions because no one likes you and they can't find you. And from the looks of it, when they see a picture of you, you sort of look like Chris Bosh's offspring with Chris Rock. So it's just like they don't know what to get. So it's like I don't want to click on it. But I will say this. It's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with dating outside of your relationship. I'm just saying. There's nothing wrong with that.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I'm not just.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. How many Facebook friends you got? Okay. Now you can keep talking. I just wanted to prove my point. Now go ahead and give me your opinion.
I have plenty of Facebook friends, sir. Let's not turn this into a debate over who has more Facebook friends.
Because we can. But go ahead.
I don't want to do that.
Oh yeah, I knew it. I don't want to do that. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I love you, bro.
Okay, he's going to be that guy today, everyone. Okay, Eric Terrell show. I'm just saying. It's nothing wrong with dating outside the race, the religion. I'm sorry, not the race, the religion. We all have different likes and different wants. I want to piggyback a little bit off of what Q said about it's nothing wrong with dating a different religion or a different race, or however you want to put it. But at certain times, I was raised. I am Christian. I was raised Baptist. I have dated plenty of Muslim girls. You at some point, if you want to go forward in a relationship, you will bump heads over the pettiest things. Like, my birthday is 8 days before Christmas. I'm telling you, I want a birthday present and I want a Christmas gift. You're just not going to tell me I'm not getting anything because that's not what you practice. If you want to continue this situation, if you want to continue speaking to me, if you want to continue to go to the movies free of charge on my dime, I want something for Christmas and my birthday. That's just me. I'm petty. I can't help that. I am who I am. So, and then going forward with kids down the road, if it's serious, it's like, do you raise the kids this way? Do you raise them that way? I'm fine. You know, I'd rather find somebody on the corner of, like, Broad and Airy outside of Max's. Let's have a drink and then, like, rip each other's heads off. And that's where I'm at with it, bro.
Yo.
But you stay classy, bro. You do you. I don't care about your Facebook friends because at the end of the day, you're streaming and you look like Gumby. I'm out.
Yeah, listen.
Listen, me and Kyle, listen, for anybody who thinks, oh, my God, everybody's calling their show and they're being mean, please don't think that. Please don't think that because I love all my callers, and trust me, they take advantage of these opportunities, okay? Kyle just hung up because he knew what was about to happen. But they know if I'm on the air, then I'm going to take every call that I can take because I'm that kind of guy. Everybody deserves a shot. And they know that because I'm going to take every call, then I don't have the opportunity to lash out at them because it's my radio show. So trust me, Kyle gets his share of humiliation from me off of the air. So don't feel bad for me. I can take the jokes. I can take the jokes. And Jimmy as well, Jimmy and Sal. I love them all. But what I love more than them is their opinions. Okay, and I love your opinions. Okay, now listen here, really quickly, before we scoot off the air, I want to shout out my sister Jamie Nelson, who commented on my Facebook post saying that she's dated someone who didn't believe like I did, or like she did, and it was a little difficult because he couldn't understand why she was going to church all the time. She said. He couldn't understand why I prayed. He was a very nice guy, caring and sweet, but it just didn't work out. And when I would bring up the topic of religion, he got very uncomfortable. Now, I want to say that I'm glad that's a relationship that she got out of. I do not believe that it can work if your partner is uncomfortable listening to you talk about your religion. That will never work. I gave a few conditions in which you should and you can date outside your religion, and those conditions, honestly, really are the only conditions I found. Seriously, that's pretty much it. Otherwise, just like Jamie said, you guys won't understand one another. This is what I believe. Now, Q gave some great insight, and one thing that I definitely take from Q's insight is that most of these religions, especially Christian religions, are rooted in love, loving everybody, all right? Now, if you believe that you love everybody the same, then you cannot deny someone an opportunity that you give other people simply based on something that they believe. However, I do believe that there's too much differences for it to work because you believe what you believe very, very strongly, and chances are they do as well. Now, I want to thank Jamie. I want to thank Raquel. Raquel commented on Facebook. I want someone on the same spiritual wavelength as me believe, or because when two spirits align, it is an otherworldly type of feeling. It just does not happen when someone believes differently than I. So I ask what's spiritually on the first, and if not the second date. Okay, she wrote that wrong. Excuse me. I know what I want and what I don't. So no point in waiting. But I'm usually attracted to and vibe with people with similar spirituality. Okay, and the one thing she pointed out is definitely true. A lot of times we don't have an opportunity to date outside our religion. I believe that if you believe your religion strongly, then you don't have to worry about it because you're just not around these people so much, and you just don't have as many conversations with these people. Now, I want to thank my man Q. I want to thank my man Kyle, who I am going to rip apart because he got me good. Did you hear what he said? He said I look like Gumby. That was good. I kind of look like Gumby. That was good. And he knows that I'm going to rip him apart. That's why he hung up. I'm going to rip Kyle apart, Jimmy, who's retarded, and Sal. I want to thank all of you, especially Q, and especially Raquel, Jamie, Victoria, and everybody else who commented on Facebook. This was probably by far the most special and the best phone blast we've had on the Eric Terrell Show. What a topic. And I can't wait to continue my Bible study with some more Bible readers. If you want to help me with that, let me know. until then, I will see you all next week. And next week we're doing a very interesting topic. Okay, next week my co-host will be back, who Jimmy referenced, and she, as well as my special guest, Minister Lisa Du Bois, will help me talk about the obsession that women have with hair and makeup. Okay, now, for women that think I'm not qualified to talk about hair and makeup, or you think that this may get chauvinistic or I might get out of hand, I just told you that I'm going to be on the phone with two women, okay? So they'll keep me under control. Love is the most important thing. Love yourself, love other people, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love. You've just got to love God, because God is love. And God did it. Love y'all, baby.